Thank you, Dr. Wayne. I'm Kenny Kim from Governors State University, which is in Chicago suburb. So on Sunday, I took flight from Chicago O'Hare Airport. They detected my hair gel and the toothpaste and took away. But last night, Jay Leno says that Chicago O'Hare Airport failed to detect 60% of fake bomb. But President Bush says that who cares fake bomb? The topic I'm going to present today is the factors associated with the financial risk of nonprofit hospitals. Okay, let me begin with the study background. Over the past few years, the studies have suggested that there existed substantial financial pressures for the industry, especially during the late 1990s and early 2000s. Due to the effect of 1997 BBA and also private sector pressure, Medicare inpatient margins significantly reduced, so did hospital total margins. And also, more and more, there is increasing gap between have and have-not hospitals in terms of their capital access, technology adoptions, and profitability. So my research question was, what are the driving factors associated with the financial risk of nonprofit hospitals? More specifically, in order to obtain more robust result, two measures, both accrual-based ratios and cash flow measures was used to define and measure financial risk. And also to address the effect of different environments, the sample was split by rural and urban areas. Next, a few slides shows the findings from the previous study regarding hospital closure, bankruptcy, and financial distress. First of all, several studies suggest that inefficiency, especially occupancy, lower occupancy was a significant predictor of hospital closure and hospital financial distress. Next slide shows the effect of third-party payment. So, a study suggests that even efficient hospitals could close if they were poorly reimbursed. Particularly, Medicaid dependency appears to have a negative association with the financial condition. Managed care. Like I mentioned earlier, there exists financial pressure not only from public payers, but also from private sectors, especially managed care. While many studies concentrate on examining the effect of HMOs on utilization and cost, several studies did find a significant negative relationship between HMO penetration and hospital financial performance. Another market factor, competition. The effect of competition on financial performance, especially profitability, might depend on the nature of competition. So it might lead to improved efficiency. For example, lower cost to provide services. But at the same time, because you have to compete for the same patient base, it might affect the revenue negatively. In fact, studies found that the competition appears to have a bigger negative effect on revenue growth than on intense growth. Okay, with the findings from previous studies, this study is based on the following conceptual framework. In their study regarding hospital competition and financial performance, Hadley and his colleagues suggest that hospital performance is a function of hospital characteristics and exogenous factors. So I suppose that financial risk may be affected by hospital characteristics such as organizational and operational factors, and also exogenous factors such as competition and market demand. Now the question, how did I measure financial risk? I used two measures, so-called financial strength index and cash flow. Most prior research on hospital financial performance has focused on profitability. However, hospital margins may be misleading indicators of financial condition. For example, even though a hospital has a positive profit margin, it may have an insufficient fund, cash, to meet all of the or each current or long-term obligations. Thus, Cleverly and Cameron emphasize the importance of examining the three financial dimensions in addition to profitability when assessing hospital financial condition, liquidity, financial capital structure, and also asset efficiency. However, FSI essentially relies on the balance sheet and income statement, which are pretty much based on accrual-based accounting information, and also contain many arbitrary non-cash items. So I also use cash flow measure. In terms of identification of those with higher financial risk, Cleverly and Cameron use four specific ratios: total margin for profitability, and days cash on hand for liquidity, and debt financing percentage for capital structure, and age of physical facility, age of plant for asset efficiency. So hospitals with relatively bad financial conditions in every four categories, that is, those with lower total margin and lower days cash on hand, and at the same time, higher debt level and age of plant compared to the industry median, are identified as financially risky. And in that case, the FSI is going to be less than zero. With regard to cash flow measure, firms with negative cash flows for four consecutive years are considered as financially risky. In study data, I also used secondary databases such as CMS Medicare Cost Report, so-called TCRIS database, and also American Hospital Annual Survey data, and Area Resource File for Market and Interest Study HMO data for managed care penetration. And the sample consists of around 1,800 private nonprofit hospitals. Empirical approach, because the dependent variable is binary variable, 1 equal financially risky hospitals, 0 equal otherwise, logistic regression was used. And like I mentioned, the sample was split by urban and rural areas. Now the result, as you can see, approximately 10 to 11% of urban hospitals and about 6% of rural facilities were identified as financially risky. Next, next slide shows the association of the main key study variables with dependent variable based on FSI. Not surprisingly, occupancy rate has a negative coefficient. And also, Medicare and Medicaid payer mix has positive coefficient. And the negative coefficient of Herfindahl index suggests that as competition becomes intense, the likelihood of being financially risky increases. Although it was not included in rural hospital model, HMO penetration also showed significance. Here are some results for control variables such as market demand and organizational characteristics. There are some differences between rural and urban samples. Next table is about the results of main study variables with dependent variable based on cash flow measure. And as you can see, overall, the results are not too different than financial strength index model. The following table is also about the effect of the control variables. In terms of summary of findings, across different measures of financial risk, i.e., FSI and cash flow, and different sample, urban and rural, occupancy rate, one of the efficiency measure, appears to be a significant factor. And also, as expected, Medicaid payer mix was positively associated with financial risk. In terms of exogenous factors, market competition appeared to increase the financial risk of urban hospitals. However, this effect was not apparent in rural hospitals. With regard to managed care penetration, it had a positive association with financial risk. Implications of findings. So, based on the findings, I would say hospitals having difficulty filling their beds are more likely to have greater financial risk. And also, the negative impact of Medicaid dependency on the financial performance of a hospital is consistent with previous studies. And the influence of market forces, such as competition and managed care penetration on the financial condition of urban hospitals appear to be significant. Discussion. First of all, consequences of financial risk. Are they in trouble for bankruptcy and closure? Actually, in 1995, Bazzoli and Andes did research and showed that in contrast to struggling for-profit hospitals, distressed non-profit hospitals lingered in the market despite financial difficulties. So, being financially risky may not necessarily mean that they are instantly in trouble. However, how about the mission of non-profit hospitals? A hospital CEO says that no money, no mission. So, also, previous studies demonstrated that hospitals with financial stress tend to reduce their uncompensated care. What about the quality and safety issue? you know, hospital financial stress, if severe enough, must at some point affect the type and the quality of, you know, clinical service. So in order to prevent these, you know, problems, managers might want to routinely you know, monitor the risk factors. That's it. Any questions or comments?